This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 18, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit in federal court on Friday against Boeing's Jeppesen subsidiary on behalf of five foreign citizens who say Jeppesen Data Plan helped the CIA secretly fly terrorism suspects to be tortured in overseas prisons. The Associated Press reports the U.S. government wants a federal judge to dismiss the suit on the basis that opening up the case in court will release state secrets. The ACLU counters that the clandestine transfer of terrorism suspects to U.S.-run overseas prisons or foreign intelligence agencies, known as extraordinary rendition, is already a matter of public record. The ACLU offered testimony from former Jeppesen technical writer Sean Belcher, who said, quote, Bob Overby, the director of Jeppesen International Trip Planning Service, told new employees during an introductory breakfast that, quote, we do all the extraordinary rendition flights, unquote. When some employees looked puzzled at the statement, Overby added that he was referring to, quote, torture flights, unquote. Jeppesen has not commented on the allegations. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau confirmed on Saturday it's investigating how and why engineers at Qantas accidentally filled emergency oxygen tanks on a Boeing 747 with nitrogen. The Sydney Morning Herald reports the incident occurred at Melbourne Airport and triggered an immediate check of over 50 planes serviced by the apparently mislabeled nitrogen gas cart. A spokeswoman with the ATSB said Qantas identified 21 aircraft at risk due to the error and said another 30 may have received low amounts of nitrogen in their oxygen supplies during top-off operations. No actual incidents of damage or safety issues have yet been reported. Aging airframes have made hundreds of U.S. Air Force and Reserve F-15 fighters suspect, and now the Navy is grounding 39 of its surveillance aircraft over similar concerns. Like the F-15s, the problem with the Navy P-3C Orion aircraft is a potential fatigue failure. Naval Air Systems Command told Reuters no actual incidents with Orions have yet been reported, but, quote, program officials determined that these aircraft are beyond known structural limits on the lower section of the P-3 wing, unquote. The 39 planes being grounded represents about a quarter of the Navy's P-3 fleet. A major snowstorm that dropped several inches of snow in New Jersey, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York over the weekend caused a ripple effect of delays and cancellations extending into Monday. Pennsylvania State University meteorologist Fred Godomsky told the New York Times, quote, it's a mess, but a manageable mess, unquote. Some forecasts had called for up to 2 feet of snow, but most areas got half that amount or less. Delays at New York area airports reached 90 minutes, although airport officials were calling departure delays minimal. Other airports in the region saw delays or temporary closures, but normalcy started to return by Sunday afternoon. The weather was also a factor in a landing incident at TF Green Airport in Providence, Rhode Island. A CRJ-200, operated by Air Wisconsin as U.S. Airways Express Flight 3758, slid off the runway on landing Sunday night. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Pentagon cuts its order for Bell's new armed reconnaissance helicopter. A former FAA procurement officer is sentenced in Seattle. And the Italian government finds two bidders for Alitalia. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is retired Air Force Colonel Richard Graham, who logged 756 hours in the SR-71 Blackbird. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.